this morning. Once again, I'm going to delve into the proposition of answering two questions that I have been working on the last couple of weeks. If you haven't been and you remember, it was prompted by a question that I got, or two questions that I got from Renee, a co-worker of Renee's, who's taking some college classes, and the question was posed by her religion professor, and she needed some responses from people of two questions: who is Jesus, and what did he come for? Two simple questions that volumes, that libraries have been filled up over in attempts to answer by people. So last week, I talked about, as the week before, that in defining who Jesus is and saying Jesus is, we therefore also give the definition or determine the definition of why he came. 2 weeks ago, in the first attempt to answer that question, identified Jesus as a prophet. Jesus was a prophet because he came to bring the truth of God, to reveal his will for each of us. Last week, we identified Jesus as priest, Jesus as high priest. He came as a priest offering a sacrifice that you or I couldn't do, impossible for us to offer. Jesus came offering it once and for all. Yet again, to identify Jesus simply as a prophet, someone coming and telling the truth, and a priest making a sacrifice, is an incomplete description or definition of who Jesus truly is. So, in the third attempt to answer this, the third phase of answering this, who is Jesus? Let me read to you Matthew 2, verse 2, and see who they say. "Where is he who is born King of the Jews? For we have seen his star in the east and have come to worship him." Jesus is King. Jesus is King. Now, here in this text that I just read, this simple verse that we've read thousands of times, seen acted out on Christmas Eve and children's pageants for all eternity, probably, he is King. He is being proclaimed King at his birth. But not only was he King at the birth, throughout Scripture, throughout the entire life cycle that Jesus experienced, throughout his entire being, Jesus is identified as King. During his ministry, John 6:15 says, "When Jesus perceived that he was about to come, that they were about to come and take him by force to make him king, he departed." When he was in his ministry, people were claiming and calling Jesus, identifying him as King. While he was on the cross, John 19:19, Pilate wrote a title, put it on the cross, and the title was Jesus of Nazareth, King of the Jews. Even in his death, Jesus was being proclaimed as King. But not just in his birth and his earthly ministry and in his crucifixion was he proclaimed King, but also in that which is to come, Jesus is proclaimed King. In the revelation of John, chapter 19, verse 16, in the return of Christ, he is proclaimed once again as King. This time more than just King, but as the Scripture says, and he has written on his robe and on his thigh a name written, King of Kings and Lord of Lords. Folks, Jesus is going to come back, and he will be King of Kings. This week I want to look at Jesus as King. As Americans, we're kind of repulsed by that at first notion, that we have a king to whom we must bow down, to whom is over us. Because, see, we Americans, we got rid of kings and stuff like that about 32 years ago or so, on July 4th in 1776, when we said that we were free and independent and would rule ourselves and that we didn't need a king. We got rid of that. But the truth is, each one of us, we have a king in our life. That king may be money, wealth, power, pleasure, but we do have a king. And we do need a king. Why? This answers the second question. What did he come for? Why do we need a king? One of the reasons that we need a king, one of the reasons that he came, was to rule. Jesus came as king so that he might rule. He came to rule over the enemies of humanity. He came, as Colossians 2:15 says, having disarmed the principalities and powers, he made a public spectacle of them, triumphing over them. Jesus came to rule all of creation. He came and defeated those principalities and powers. Satan, evil, has been defeated because of what Jesus done. He also came to rule over death. Hebrews 2:14 says that through death he might destroy him who had the power of death. That is the devil. Jesus came not only defeating evil in the world, but the very author of evil himself. And the author of that evil, Satan, who had dominion over death, Jesus defeated death. He also came to rule over fear. That's probably the most consistent thing that we all face is fear. Fear of one thing or another. Revelations 1:17 says, "Do not be afraid. I am the first and the last. I am he who lives and was dead, and behold, I am alive forevermore." Folks, because Jesus came to rule, we no longer have to have fear. Fear of anything. Not to say that we never have that touch of fear, but we can always rest assured in the good news that Jesus is Lord of Lords, King of Kings, and Lord of Lords. Jesus came to rule. What did he come for? He came to rule. However, a king does more than just rule. He also protects and provides. In this, Jesus is different than most kings of the world who rule with their own interest in mind. Jesus rules more for our sake than for his own. You think about that statement. Jesus, as king, rules not for his own sake, not to build up his glory and glorify himself, not to build his kingdom, because it's all Jesus's anyway. If he wanted it that way, he could just snap his fingers with a thought. It could all be subject to him and all bow down to him immediately. But he doesn't come for himself, but he comes for you and me. Jesus' rule is for us. Jesus rules the way a good parent will restrict, guide, and even allow their children to make mistakes. Jesus rules with a firm hand, a gentle hand, and a hand of love. Jesus also, not only does he rule, provide, or protect, but he also gives us all that we need to succeed in our walk with Him. As King, Jesus came to rule, provide, and protect, but this kingship is incomplete without the power of judgment. We sometimes tend to overlook that. We think of this wonderful Jesus who died for all our sins, and that everybody's going to be okay, that God is not going to judge us, and God is not going to condemn us. But we condemn ourselves when we reject the Lord and Savior of the world. Jesus comes with the power of judgment, folks. As King, Jesus expects our loyalty and obedience. The Apostle Paul in 2 Corinthians 5:10 says, "For we must all appear before the judgment seat of Christ, that each may be judged on the things done in the body according to what he has done, whether good or bad." Paul affirms that Jesus comes to judge. You know, we can gloss over it, we can sugarcoat it, but there is an element of judgment when we come to the kingship of Jesus Christ. Who is Jesus? He is King. Why did He come? He came to rule. He came to protect, to provide, and He came to judge. The first time that Jesus appeared on the scene of creation, of humanity, there was a lot of uncertainty about Him. But there were people who knew who He was. The Magi, they knew who He was. They brought royal gifts to Him as an infant, as a toddler. The shepherds knew. They came to Him and offered their praise and worship. Herod even knew. He saw Him as a threat to his kingship, to his earthly kingship, and he sought to destroy Him. The demons even knew who Jesus was, but they already had a king. Pilate knew who Jesus was. He put that sign over Jesus' head on the cross, and he said, "Nope, I ain't changing it. What I've written, I've written." But yet he did nothing about realizing who that king was. The thief on the cross, he knew who Jesus was, and he called upon Him in His final hours. Do you notice who in this scenario didn't recognize Jesus as king and know who He was? It was the religious of the day. What does that say about you and I as we gather here Sunday after Sunday, weekday after weekday, as we sing our songs and put our tithes in the collection plate, as we offer lip service to Him in a hurting world? Are we failing to recognize the King of Kings and Lord of Lords? The religious of the day didn't recognize Him. What and who are we ignoring today? I invite you today to call upon the King, King Jesus, Lord Jesus. Make Him the King of your life. And on His return, when you see Him next, there will be no confusion, because He will be King with power and glory and honor. Jesus is King. He came to rule, protect, and judge. Let's pray. Father, I thank You that You came as King. And sometimes we want to overlook that. Sometimes we think that it's just nice to think about what You have done for us and how sweet You were in the manger. But Lord, we also need to recognize and see the judgment that comes with You. Lord, may we humble ourselves today in every day of our lives, confess our sins, and call upon You to change us, to make us more than we are. All this we pray in the powerful name of Christ Jesus our Lord. Amen. If you would turn with me with our last hymn.